for understanding in addition to conveying their own clear intentions, whereas others struggle to connect with their own message as well as with other people. Great communication leads to understanding, intimacy, and mutual appreciation. The good news is that you can develop and successfully apply communication skills as long as you're willing to commit to the process and practice. As my father used to say, communication works for those who work at it. If you want to be recognized as a committed and effective communicator, you need to concentrate and absorb the messages that people convey to you. As well as noticing the spoken words themselves, pay attention to the way the words are delivered. For example, does the speaker's voice rise at the end of a statement, making it sound like a question? Is the voice soft and difficult to hear? Are the spoken words straightforward and direct, or do they convey uncertainty and doubt? How the message is conveyed contains the core of the message. When you're delivering a message, make sure that your intention is clear and your delivery is congruent with your message. Your aim is to connect with the people you're engaging with in order to achieve mutually satisfying goals and objectives. About this book. As an American married to a German living in England and working with multicultural teams and individuals around the globe, I'm very aware of the influence of culture, including gender, race, and nationality, on communication. Although I devote one chapter specifically to communicating across cultures, my primary focus in this book is on Western communication practices. Writing this book, I've been selective in what I've chosen to include, with my aim being to offer you ways of communicating to enhance your personal and business relationships. I explain how your attitude impacts on the content and delivery of your message. I describe how treating others with respect and establishing rapport increase your chances of creating clear and compelling communication. I show you how you can develop productive, profitable, and positive relationships by listening with an open mind, being certain about the messages you want to convey, and being prepared for challenging interactions. When you support the message you convey through words with body language, including gestures, expressions, and posture, and voice, you increase your chances of communicating successfully. Whether you're writing your message, speaking face-to-face, or using the various forms of communication technology, this book encourages you to listen to what others have to say, treat everyone with respect, maintain a clear intention about what you want to express, and convey your message in a way the receiver can understand. Foolish assumptions. Although making assumptions can lead to misunderstandings, I set out mine here for clarity. In this book, I assume that you are interested in communication skills and want to know a bit about the subject, want to improve the way you communicate, are willing to reflect on what you read and put into practice the suggestions I offer, expect the best of yourself and others. How this book is organized. One of the coolest aspects about For Dummies books is that you can dip in and out as you please. You don't need to listen to chapter one to understand what's coming next. And if you want to hear the last chapter first, you can do so without ruining your enjoyment and missing out on any info. Whether you start at the end, jump into the middle, or begin at the beginning, my hope is that you will find what you're looking for. Otherwise, sit back, press play wherever you want, and enjoy. The following sections give you an idea of what to expect. Part 1. Honing your communication skills. In chapters 1 and 2, I explore the range of benefits to you of clear and respectful communication and the value of knowing what you want to achieve and how to go about attaining your desired outcomes. Chapter 3 covers some of the different personal communication preferences that you may encounter. Part 2, being receptive to others. The thrust of this part is focusing on the person with whom you're communicating. In chapters 4 and 5, you discover how building positive relationships and listening actively without barriers, such as prejudice and judgment, leads to successful communication. Part 3, putting your mind and body into your message. In this part, you discover how your physical delivery in combination with your outlook can create clear, effective messages. I describe the impact of your attitude.